各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
愿神丰盛的恩惠常常与大家同在。
May the abundant grace be with you always.
今天早上我们一起来彼此勉励的题目是云是海的衣裳。
The topic we're going to discuss this morning is cloud or clothing of the sea.
这是神所说的一句话。
This is something the Lord had said.
我们来看约伯记三十八章。
Please turn to Job, chapter 38.
约伯记三十八章。
Job, chapter 38.
旧约六百五十四页。约伯记三十八章第九节。
Job, chapter 38, verse 9.
旧约六百五十四页，三十八章第九节。
Chapter 38, verse 9.
是我用云彩当海的衣裳，用幽暗当包裹他的布。这边提到说神用云当海的衣裳。
Here it records how the Lord made clouds the garment of the sea.
这句话呢，我知道有一天在会议上呢，才有比较清楚的了解。
I did not understand this verse clearly until I was on the airplane one day.
有一次呢，从夏威夷回到旧金山，那飞机冲过了天上的云层要降落。
There's once when I took the plane from Hawaii back to San Francisco, and when the plane was about to land, it went through the clouds.
怎么注意到说，在这个海边的正上面呢，就是在 Pacifica 附近呢，有一个很低的云层遮盖着海面呢。
And I noticed that at sea level, there's a very cloud. There's a cloud that's there, a very low position.
如果您到太平洋教会，会注意到说呢，那边雾气很重。
If you have been to Pacifica Church, you will notice that there's a lot of fog.
从天上看下来，就好像云一样的遮盖了海啊。
And from high above, when you look down, the fog would seem like clouds covering the sea.
那因为云一直在变化，那又是夕阳的时刻。
And because the clouds were changing continuously, and it was also sunset.
你就发现到好像神每一个时刻呢，在为海换不同的衣裳一般呢，真是美丽啊。
Then it would seem like God was changing the clothing for the sea. It was very wonderful.
那有一次我又在一位传道人呢经过了这个湾区那个280一条公路上面。
And once I was driving a pastor and we passed the Bay Area.
那我发现了一个很有趣的现象，就是那一天吹的是落山风啊，山上风是从山上吹到山下来的。
And on that day, the wind was blowing downhill from the mountains.
那风呢就把那个云呢从山上卷到山下来。
And the wind has brought the cloud down from the mountains.
远远的你在这个青山绿水之间呢，就好像看到这个很多的瀑布，很多的水啊，那个云流云似水，那从山上冲下来一样。
And when you observe the scenery from far away, it would seem like the clouds and the ocean are one.
我那个传道人从台湾来，他带那个 camcorder 来哈，他要为这个诗歌《活水争光》那个诗歌集呢摄影啊。我看他实在是爱得不得了，一直摄影摄到这个电池都用光了。
And this preacher really loved the scenery because he was taking photographs for a hymn book called True Light and Living Water.
我就会觉得说，原来云不只是海的衣裳，云也是山的衣裳。
Then I noticed not only clouds are clothing of the sea, they are also clothing of the mountain.
神也不只是为山为云来穿衣服呢，经上跟我们讲说神也为野地的百合花来装饰。
God does not only clothe the mountains and the oceans. In the Bible it tells us God also clothes the lilies.
经上说在所罗门王最荣华的时刻，他所穿戴的还不如这一朵百合花。
The Bible records that even during the most prosperous time, King Solomon, he did not have richly ornamented clothes as this lily.
所以神难道只是注重着山、注重海、注重百合花？神不只是更看重我们吗？
Does God put more emphasis on the mountain, the ocean, the lilies? God should put more importance on us.
所以我们说神也 为我们来穿衣裳了。
Therefore, we say that God has also clothed us.
所以我们不要为穿什么、吃什么来忧虑啊。
Therefore, we should not worry about what to wear and what to eat.
神都会预备啊。
God will provide.
一个人所穿的衣服显示出一个人的个性跟品味。
What we wear will show our style and our taste.
那他所穿的呢，其实也代表他的生命跟生活。
And what we wear represents our life.
啊，比如说这个开飞机的，他有一定的制服。
For example, a pilot will wear their uniform.
啊，学生也有一定的制服。
And a student have their own uniform.
所以有时候我们的衣服代表着我们的生活，我们的生命。
So sometimes our clothing represents our life and our lifestyle.
今天早上我们想用神为约瑟所穿的衣服呢，几件衣服来做彼此的劝勉嘛。
Today I would like to encourage you with a discussion about Joseph's clothing.
啊，我们来看神怎么样为约瑟穿的第一件衣服，创世纪三十九章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 39.
三十七章。
Chapter 37.
创世纪三十七章第三节。
Genesis chapter 37 verse 3。
创世纪三十七章第三节。
Genesis chapter 37 verse 3。
旧约四十六页，以色列原来爱约瑟过于爱他的众子，因为约瑟是他年老生的，他给约瑟做了一件彩衣。啊，神给约瑟所穿的，借着爸爸的手呢。给他穿了一件彩衣啊。
And through Joseph's father, God had given Joseph a richly ornamented robe.
我常常想到底彩衣长什么样子呢？
I often try to imagine this robe.
后来我到夏威夷去哦，看到夏威夷山啊。
So when I went to Hawaii, when I saw the mountain.
Hawaii shirt.
Oh, the shirt.
夏威夷衬衫哦，都是花花绿绿的。
And they're very colorful.
所以我想说，大概彩衣跟这个颜色也差不了多少了。
So I imagine that this colorful robe would be similar to this.
穿起来充满了光彩啊。
And when you wear it, you'll be full of brilliance.
啊，约瑟是啊，雅各年老时候所生的，又是他最喜爱的太太所生的长子啊。
Joseph was born to Jacob at his old age, and he was also born from his favorite wife.
所以他实在是爱得不得了，他是他的孩子当中呢，雅各最爱的。
Therefore, he loved Joseph the most.
那也是神所爱的。
And Joseph was also loved by the Lord.
所以你看他在年轻的时候，神就给他两个梦，跟他讲说，你以后会成为一个非常伟大的人。
So when he was young, God already gave him two dreams and told him he will be a great person.
当一个年轻人为神为人所钟爱的时候呢，他有时候很难隐藏身上的光彩。
When a youth is loved by the Lord and by man, sometimes it would be hard for him to hide his glory.
他有时候会天真到别人会跟他一样的喜乐啊。
Sometimes they will be so naive and think others will be happy for them.
他无知道呢，穿这件彩衣呢，去探望他的哥哥，走远路去探望他的哥哥啊。
And he was so ignorant. He wore this colorful robe to visit his brother.
那个哥哥呢，从远处看到那个穿彩色衣服，那个一定是约瑟，就说那个做梦的来了。
So the brother saw Joseph with this colorful robe coming towards them. They said, "The dreamer is here."
如果约瑟穿的是一件普通的衣服啊。
If he only wore a regular robe,
懂得隐藏自己的光彩
and he knew how to hide his brilliance,
也许不会遭到杀身之祸
then maybe his brothers would not try to kill him.
啊，最后彩衣就溅了血，他就被卖到埃及去了。
So at the end, blood was shed on the colorful robe, and he was sold to Egypt.
所以我们这些年轻人，当我们真的是很有才华，为神为人所爱的时候呢，隐藏自己的光芒是一个很重要的功课。
So for the youth today, if you are really talented and you are respected by man and by God, then it's very important you know how to hide your talent sometimes.
耶稣也曾经有十七岁的时候啊。
Jesus was once 17.
其实耶稣十二岁的时候呢，就得到人跟神的喜欢了。
Actually, when Jesus was 12, he was already pleasing in the eyes of God and man.
但是他很懂得自己隐藏自己啊。
But he knew to hide his glory.
所以我们会知道17岁的他没有声音，我们看不到他啊，有人对他有什么样的嫉妒。
So we can see that when he was 17, he did not voice his opinions, and no one was jealous of him.
当他可以行神迹的时候呢，他跟别人讲说：“你不要为我来宣传。”
So when he could start to perform miracles, he told others not to broadcast about.
他不经证，不宣扬，街上也听不到他的声音呢。
He did not broadcast about his power, and on the street you could not hear his voice.
当他人家要当他推他做王的时候，他还隐藏自己啊。
When people want him to be the king, he hide himself.
所以我们说，主耶稣基督真的可以成大事，做大事。
So we knew that Jesus is someone who can perform great deeds.
如果今天主耶稣还要用我们
，If today Jesus still wants to use us,
他会训练我们。
He will train us.
就好像神把这个约瑟的彩衣把它脱掉，要训练他一样。
Just like God has taken off the colorful robe he gave Joseph, this is to train him.
所以青年同龄们，有一天也许我们也会离开我们的家人。
So all youth, maybe one day you will leave your family.
也许你会到外面去念书啊。
Maybe you will go away to study.
原来你可能是家庭里面所钟爱的爱子啊。
Maybe you are the beloved son or daughter in
your family. 到外面去的时候，你发觉到彩衣会被脱掉。
And once you went away from home, you will find that your robe will be taken away from you.
独在异乡为异客，常常会抱着棉被哭泣的。
That you are a stranger living alone by yourself in a foreign land, and you will shed many tears.
如果我们这个当中呢，能够忍耐下来，接受磨练。
That if we can bear all these trainings.
我们发觉到是有一天呢，我们跟约瑟一样，会让神来重用。
Then one day we could be like Joseph and be used by God.
我们都记得这个大卫所捡的那五颗石头，打起哥利亚的石头呢，是在河流的下游所捡的。
We all know that David picked the five stones, the stones he used to win his battle. He picked them downstream.
当我们年轻的时候呢，我们难免有很多零零角角，很多很难隐瞒光芒的地方啊。
When we're still young.That we're not smooth, and sometimes it's hard for us to hide our talents.
但是有一天，当我们被环境冲击之后呢，我们要成为圆滑，成为神手中的利器。
And once we are more experienced, we should become smooth and become a useful vessel.
有位年轻人啊，他是台湾最高学府啊毕业的，然后又读了最高的学问。
There's youth who graduated at a very good school in Taiwan.
也在教会做服事啊。
And he also served the Lord in church.
他常常在教会服事，觉得这个哦，教会的制度实在是要很多的改进。
And when he was serving in church, he felt that there's many changes should be made to the organization.
那个传道呢，也应该做很多的改进。
And there's many improvements for the preachers to make.
我想一想呢，他就说：“哎呀，这个系统很难改，这个大家都没有改，我来，我不入地狱，谁入地狱？”他就说。他想要到神学院去做一番改革啊。
So he said that to change the organization structure is very hard, and no one would be willing to do this. So he volunteered himself and went to theological school.
我知道他带着这种雄心万丈的光芒进到神学院。
And he carried all these goals in to enter theological school.
可是进到里面的话，进到什么都不一样啊。
And once he entered, he found that everything was different.
从小到大哈，考试呢，他从来没有考过第二名啊。
And he had never got second place in any of his exams before.
但是在神学院怎么考试都考不过人家哎。
But when he was in theological school, he could never win.
从小到大，无论学什么，他一定没有不被选上的。
And when he was young, no matter what kind of election it was, he would always be elected.
可是在神学院呢，怎么选都选不上他来做什么东西啊。
But when he was in theological school, no one picked him for anything.
你就发觉到神为了用他呢，就把他身上的彩衣给脱掉了。
We found that because God wanted to use him, God has took away his colorful robe.
慢慢地磨练他了。
And slowly trained him.
感谢主，他有这样生命的了解之后呢，我们相信神将来一定会大大的用他，因为他能够接受这样的磨练。就
And thank the Lord after these trainings and these experiences, the Lord will use him fully.
神把约瑟彩衣脱掉之后呢，后来给他穿上了一件这个奴隶的衣服。
After God has taken away the colorful robe from Joseph, He gave him a prison's clothes.
奴隶 slave.
A slave's clothes.
这件奴隶的衣服呢，小弟称为他后来称为一件见证的衣服。
So I call these clothes that bears witness.
我们来看三十九章，创世纪三十九章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 39.
十九节，十二节。
Verse 12.
创世纪三十九章十二节。
Genesis chapter 39, verse 12.
我们读到十八节。
Let's read until verse 18.
妇人就拉住他的衣裳说：“你与我同寝吧。”约瑟就把衣裳丢在妇人的手里，跑到外边去了。十三节。
Verse 13.
妇人看见约瑟把衣裳丢在他手里，跑出去了，就叫了家里的人，对他们说：“你们看啊，他带了一个希伯来人进了我们家里，要戏弄我们。他到我们这里来，要与我同寝。”我就大声喊叫。十五节。他听见我放声喊叫起来，就把衣裳丢在我这里，跑到外边去了。十六节。
16.
妇人把约瑟的衣裳放在自己那里，等着他主人回来。
17.
就对他如此说：“你所带的那个希伯来人仆人呢，进来要戏弄我，我就放声喊叫起来，他就把衣裳丢在我这里跑出去了。”这件外套呢，是这位祖母、这位妇人见证约瑟做坏事情的一个证据。
This cloak was used by the master's wife as a witness, as evidence of Joseph's wrongdoing.
这件衣服是神给他穿上的。
This cloak was given to him by God.
但是由现在看起来，我们知道他这件衣服的见证呢，是见证这位祖母是一位淫妇啊。
But from our point of view, we can see that this robe is a witness, to the unfaithful wife.
更来见证约瑟是一个义人啊。
And this also witnessed that Joseph was a righteous person.
圣经讲的祖母会用眼睛传情哦。
And here it records that the master's wife took notice of Joseph.
所以我们说人的眼睛会说话。
So sometimes we say that we can talk with our eyes.
所以约伯说呢，我跟眼睛立约，不可以随随便便的看女生啊。
So Job said, I made a covenant with my eyes that should not look at woman.
并且这个妇人对约瑟这样说，你来跟我睡觉吧。
But this woman said to Joseph, come to bed with me.
这个哦，天下多少英雄哦，败在这句话手里。
How many heroes in the history have failed because of this?
这是一句很大胆的话。
This is a very bold wording.
圣经跟我们讲说，我们污秽的言语一句话也不可以出口了。
The Bible tells us we should not say words that are dirty.
人的话只能够对我们的配偶来说啊。
There are many words that we can only say to our spouse.
否则会造成很大的伤害。
Otherwise, it could cause great damage.
如果有人到我们家里来偷东西，我们的损失很有限。
If someone comes to our house and tries to steal things, there are only limited things we can lose.
但是如果有人到我们家里偷了我们配偶的心呢？那个损失实在是没有办法用钱财来估计啊。
But if someone come to our house and stole the heart of our spouse, then our loss cannot be measured.
所以我们真的要言语上要很小心，有很多很甜蜜的话不要随便的来拿，就这样很轻易的就说出口啊。
Therefore, we must be very careful with our words and do not say sweet things easily.
这个祖母呢，又常常找机会，天天要跟他亲近啊。
And this master's wife also tried to find opportunity to be with Joseph.
甚至抓住他的衣服，把他抓着不放。
She even caught him by his cloak.
我说天下的男人遇到这样的女人，真的很难逃得掉。
It's very hard for a man in this world to escape a woman like this.
但是感谢主，约瑟是神所钟爱的。
But thank the Lord, Joseph is loved by the Lord.
我们看传道书的七章二十六节。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes.
七章二十六节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 26。
七章二十六节，旧约八百页。
Chapter 7 verse 26。
我知有等妇人，七章二十六节，比死还苦。他的心是网罗，手是锁链，还蒙神喜悦的人必能躲避他，有罪的人。却被他缠住了。真的，有的人哦，他的心，有的女人，有的人，他的心是锁链，心是网罗，手是手链。
There are some people in this world whose heart is a trap and whose hands are chained.
天罗地网就是要把你给抓住了。
And they set all these traps to catch you.
比死还苦，因为那个结果就是落入阴间，那是比死还苦的妇人。
And this kind of woman is bitter than death. because the result of being with this kind of woman is falling into hell. And all those, all sinners will be ensnared.
但是蒙神喜爱的人一定可以逃脱。
But the man who pleases God will escape woman.
所以我们说约瑟他有三不原则啊。
So that we know that Joseph have three principles that he would not do.
他不听这个妇人说话。
He did not listen to what this woman said.
对现在年轻人来讲，就是你不要常常上 chat room 去那边随便 chat 了，不要乱听，不要乱说。
So for youth today, do not go online into chat rooms and talk to people.
他不跟这个妇人单独在一起啊。
He does not want to be alone with this woman.
约瑟知道自己差不多二十岁，血气方刚，戒之在色，血气未定，戒之在色。
He knew that he was only 20 and that he had many desires.
如果跟一个妇人单独在一起，干柴烈火在一起，怎么可能不出事情呢？
If he is with a woman, then it is very hard to. If he is with a woman alone, it would be very hard for him to control his desires.
第三，他不跟他上床。
And number three, he did not go to bed with this woman.
所以我们年轻人要学习约瑟这种三不的政策。
So we should learn from.These are three don'ts Joseph set for himself.
其实你仔细，我们仔细看哦，其实现在年轻人多少年轻人正在寻找这样的一种机会。
If we observe carefully, we can see many youths are trying to find this kind of opportunity.
寻找一夜情，寻找那个罪恶的喜乐。
To find opportunity for one night stand and to find pleasure in sin.
参孙不是就是这样子吗？
Wasn't Samson like this?
他一个女人换过另外一个女人。
He changed from one woman to another.
换到最后，神离开他了，他都自己都不知道。
And at the end, God departed him, and he did not even know.
有位传道这样说啊。
As a preacher said this.
有些年轻人做了很错误的坏事，已经犯了死罪了，还会讲习惯性的灵言呢。
That some youth had committed sin of death, but they would still speak tongue in their habit.
其实神离开他们的就好像参孙一样，他们自己本身都还不知道。
But God has actually departed from them; they just did not know themselves.
但是为什么约瑟他能够躲避这样的一个情形呢
？Why could Joseph escape from this kind of?
因为他知道他的生命都有神在看。他说：“我怎么可以做这大恶得罪神呢
？”Because he knows God's watching his life, so he could not do.Such great thing to offend and displease God.
大卫当他做错事情的时候，他说：“神啊，我唯独得罪你啦。”
When David committed wrongs, he said to God, "God, I offended you and only you."
他不只是得罪那个女人拔示巴而已。
He did not only offended Bathsheba.
他不只得罪那个女人的先生而已。
Not only offended that woman's wife.
他说：“神啊，我唯独得罪了你啊。”
He said.Lord, I've offended you.
当我们有这样了解的时候呢，即使我们父母亲不在，我们单独一个人的时候呢，我们也不会去做坏事情。
Then, if we have this kind of understanding, even if we're by ourselves, when our parents are not around, we will not commit wrongdoing.
有一次有一个文章在谈到说呢，现在年轻人做坏事啊，大概都利用这个放学回家三四点钟那个时候。
So there was a research saying that when youth nowadays, when they commit.When they do things wrong, usually around 4 to 5 o'clock.
那时候刚放学。
That's right after school.
爸爸妈妈又还没有下班。
And before the parents get off work.
其实我们年轻人都知道，虽然人都没有看到，但是神是看得见的。
But all you should know that even men did not see us committing sin, God has seen it all.
神所要用的人呢，他要经过磨练的。
If God wants to use a person, God will train this person.
你看以利亚，他身上穿了一件皮衣啊。
If we can see that Elijah was wearing a skin robe,
那是先知的记号。
That represents prophet.
神要用以利亚之前呢，先把他丢在一个撒勒华的寡妇家里面。
Before God used Elijah, he had sent him to a widow.
经过了长时间的相处呢，这个撒勒华的妇人自己这样说：“神人哪，神为什么派你来呢？让我想起自己的罪孽呢？”
So after he has been with this widow for a long time, this widow said, "Why did God send you? Because you reminded me of all my sins."
可是罪恶在以利亚的心中毫无所有啊。
But sin was not in Elijah's heart.
所以你看，以利亚通过这样的试炼之后呢，可以在加密山上做那个伟大的事情。
So that after he went through these trainings and tests, he could do great deeds.
后来这件外衣呢，传给了以利沙。
Afterwards, this.Clock was passed down to Elijah.
一个妇人看到以利沙就知道说，这真是一位圣洁的神人。
saw a woman, when she saw Elijah, she would knew that he was a holy man.
这个妇人来到以利沙的门口啊。
And this woman came to the doorstep of Elijah.
如果我们读那个圣经很有趣，那个以利沙没有直接跟那妇人讲话，以利沙跟他的仆人基亚西讲说，你去问他，他需要什么。明明那个女人就在前面，他叫他的仆人去问。
Elijah did not talk to the woman directly, even though the woman was standing in front of him, he instructed his servant to ask.
所以你看他们所穿的那个传承的衣服，这个见证这些先知一辈子过着义的行为，义的生活，怪不得他们生命当中有神的能力在他们身上。
So the cloak they wear witnessed the power and heritage of the prophets, and no wonder God's power was with them.
英雄难过美人关。
It's very hard for heroes to pass the trap of a beautiful woman.
请问我们现在所穿的衣服，对我们所做的又是什么样的见证呢？
Think about how, what kind of testimony or witness your clothes bear for you.
后来啊，这个妇人用了这个做见证的衣服之后呢，这个妇人的先生听了太太的话。
So afterwards, that this, after this wife used this robe as a witness, as an evidence, then this, her husband listened to her.
我们来看三十九章的十九节。
Let's turn to chapter 39.
创世纪三十九章十九节。
Genesis chapter 39, verse 19.
约瑟的主人听见他妻子对他所说的话，你的仆人如此如此待我，他就生气。二十节
，verse 20，
把约瑟下到监里，就是王的囚犯被囚的地方。于是约瑟在那里坐监。第三件神给约瑟穿的衣服是一个囚犯的衣服。
The third robe God put it on Joseph was a prison clothes.
小弟觉得哦，如果人世间呐、啊、有一个最黑暗、最低下的地方哦，那应该是。那应该是坐监狱的那个地方了。
In my humble opinion, that if there's the darkest place in the world, then it should be in prison.
真的，那是一个很难受的地方啊。
That is a place that's very hard to bear.
摩西杀了人，躲过了监狱的这种啊监禁。
Moses killed a man, but he escaped prison.
他在旷野要被训练40年才可以被使用。
After he escaped, he had to be chained in the desert for 40 years before he could be used.
但是约瑟在监狱里面13年大概就够了，可能 不要13年，他就可以被神来使用了，从17岁到30岁啊。
But Joseph only stayed in the prison for 13 years, and he was trained, well trained enough for God to use him.
所以我们就知道说，真的在监狱里面的比在旷野那个是更难过的一种考验。
So then we knew it is even harder to live in the prison than to live in wilderness.
甚至施洗约那么有能力的人，他可能都是失落的信心呢。
Even for a person like John the Baptist, who has such strong faith, might have lost faith in prison.
他派人去跟主耶稣说：“你，我们到底要等谁呢？是要等你呢，还是其他的人呢？”
And he sends a messenger to Jesus to ask, "Are we waiting for you or someone else?"
所以我们很难想象约瑟所做过的监狱生活是何等的辛苦。
So it is hard for us to imagine what kind of pain Joseph went through in prison.
而且约瑟是每一次做好事呢，每一次就被打下去，听爸爸去看，听爸爸的话去看哥哥，被卖了。这个为了所行的道，如今却被关起来了。
And every time Joseph faced trouble, it was all because of his righteous acts.
有时候我们哦。做基督徒哦，做到这样子，有时候真的很想放弃。
And sometimes as a Christian, when we come to this point, we would like to give up.
神不是说要祝福我吗？
Then God said He will bless me.
守神的道不是有福气吗？
If I obey the law, shouldn't I be receiving blessing?
可是每次却降到最低下的地方。
But why is it every time that I've been put to the lowest point in my life?
约瑟的一生通通在做给的动作。
If we observe the life of Joseph, we can see that he was always giving.
把平安从爸爸那边带给哥哥们了。
He brought peace from his father to his brothers.
把财富带给波提法的家中啊。
And he brought fortune to Potiphar.
也带给法老的家庭，他一辈子都在给。
And to the house of Pharaoh.
我们不禁要问一个问题，在他自己本身生命最低下的时刻，他还想要去给别人吗？
So we ask, even at the lowest point of his life, was he still giving?
我们来看40章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 40.
第六节。
Verse 6.
创世纪40章第六节。
Genesis chapter 40, verse
6. 40章第六节。
Chapter 40, verse 6.
到了早晨，约瑟进到他们那里， 见他们有愁闷的样子。第七节
7,
他被问法老的二层，就是与他同囚在他主人府里的，说，你们今日为什么面带愁容呢？一个自己在一个很痛苦的地方，可是呢却还在那个时候把他的爱心给予出去，还在关怀别人呢。
We can see from these verses that even though Joseph was in a place of suffering, he could still offer love to others.
你们为什么今天面带愁容呢？
He asked, why do you look dejected today?
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天可以做得到吗？
Can we do something like this?
一个故事提到呢，有一个人在旷野的，在这个沙漠当中啊，走失了啊。
There's a story that a man was lost in the desert.
看到有一个房子，好高兴哦，进去。
And he saw a house. He was very happy, and he entered.
那里面有一个帮浦哦，可以帮浦，可以挤水的帮浦。
And there was a pump to draw water.
可是无论怎么挤呢，那个水都挤不出来。
And no matter how hard he tried, he could not pump water out of the pump.
渴得不得了。
And he was very thirsty.
突然发现旁边有一瓶水啊，已经不晓得放了多久了，有点脏啊。
He suddenly noticed that there is a bottle of water.
那个水的旁边呢，写了一行字哈。
And there's a note by the water.
如果你把这个水倒进水喝了，一下止渴就算了。
The first choice is to drink that bottle of water and to quench his thirst.
那第二个呢，就是呢，相信那个话，在自己很困难、很没有的当中呢，再把这个水倒进去帮浦里面，增加那个帮浦的压力，看看有没有办法挤出水来。
And the second choice is to pour the water in the bottle into the pump to increase the pressure of the pump, see if he can draw out the water.
他想了半天呢。
And he thought about it for a long time.
后来决定就把那个水倒进去了。
And he decided to pour the bottle of water into the pump.
哇，感谢主，挤出好多清凉的取之不尽的那个清澈的水。
And thank the Lord, he has drawn many clean water.
后来他又把那个瓶子装满了水。
And later he filled that bottle of water.
把它放在帮浦旁边。
And placed it by the pump.
再把那一行字下面，他再加几个字，他说 "It works, trust me." 这个是会可以行得通的，你要相信我啊。
And he added to the notes, he added, "Trust me, it works."
常常有时候我们在生命当中会遇到那种最干渴的时刻。
Many times in our life, we will encounter points when we feel really thirsty.
你这个时候愿意把你生命当中紧紧拥有的再倒出去吗？
At this time, are you willing to give the things that you have?
如果当我们真的倒出去的时候，你会知道神的祝福是源源不绝的啦。
If you are willing to give out the few things you own at that time, you will find that Lord's blessing will come to you.
弟兄姐妹们，我们会不会觉得说，有时候我们好像穿一件囚犯的衣服一样，我们的经历我们的生命好像是被我们这个社会、我们的工作通通限制得紧紧的。
Brothers and sisters, do you sometimes feel that you're imprisoned that by the society, by our work?
有时候我们想要再给予教会一点点，给予主耶稣一点点，给予别人一点点，我们拿不出来，为什么呢？我们自己已经累得要死了，我们自己已经没有。就是仅仅拥有一点而已，我们怎么再给出去呢？
A lot of times, even though we feel like to offer our effort to church, to others, but we can't because we already feel so tired.
但是就在那个时刻，如果我们懂得真的给出去的话，
But at that moment, if you can set your heart and determine and gave out all that you have,
我们的主耶稣会被感动的。
The Lord will be touched.
因为我们的主耶稣也是在他最口渴的时候，在雅各井的旁边最口渴的时候呢，没有喝水继续传福音呢。
Because our Lord, he was preaching when he was really thirsty, he did not drink at all.
当他很累的时候，跟门徒讲说：“我们到旷野歇一歇。”可是，一下来看到很多人等着他听道理，他说：“这些人好像羊群没有牧人一样。”他就怜悯他们，开始为他们讲道理，饿着肚子为他们讲道理啊。
So when the Lord was very tired, he said, "Let's retreat to the desert and take a break." But when he saw all these people waiting there for him, he started to preach to them, even though he was hungry.
所以神。约瑟通过了考验呢，神就把囚犯的衣服脱掉，给他穿上一件细麻衣。
So after Joseph has passed his training and his test, God has took away the prison clothes and put another clothes on him, which is a clothes made of fine linen.
我们来看41章的14节。
Please turn to chapter 41.
41章的14节。
Chapter 41, verse 14.
41章14节。
Chapter 41, verse 14.
法老逐级差人去招约瑟，
他们便急忙带他出监，他就剃头刮脸换衣裳进到法老面前。我们看四十一节。
And let's jump to verse 41.
法老又对约瑟说，我派你治理埃及全地。四十二节。
42.
法老就摘下手上打印的戒指戴在约瑟的手上，给他穿上细麻衣，把金项链戴在他颈项上。四十三节。
Verse 43.
又叫约瑟坐在他的副车，喝道的在前呼叫说，跪下。这样法老派他治理埃及全地。啊，神给约瑟最后穿上细麻衣。
And at the end, God gave Joseph a robe of fine linen.
这是圣经上第一件出现的细麻衣啊。
This is the first recording of robe made of fine linen.
这个在皇宫才找得到啊，这个在皇宫才有的啦。
Oh, this could only be found in the palace.
第二件细麻衣圣经出现是在几百年后呢，在旷野出现的。
And the second recording of a fine linen was recorded 400 years later.
所以你就发现到这是一个何等大的荣耀啊。
Then you can know what kind of glory this is to have this kind of
robe. 我们不禁要想，为什么约瑟能够从一个囚犯穿上这件衣服呢？
So we should have to think about how can Joseph from being a prisoner to wear this robe of fine linen.
我们说如果约瑟没有经过囚犯的这个穿这件衣服呢，他没有办法穿这件细麻衣啊。
We say that if Joseph did not went through prisoner, he could not wear this fine linen robe.
一个人在生命最深层的时候，我在想他对过去的生命一定有很多的思想啊。
I think that at the lowest point of a person's life, they will think about the past.
神不是说要给我做一个很伟大的人吗？
Then the Lord said, He will make me a great person.
神不是给我两个梦吗？
Then God gave me two dreams.
为什么我今天会待到这里来呢？
Why am I here today?
你会知道约瑟的生命在这个之前，圣经上没有记载他会解梦啊。
You will find that the Bible did not record Joseph knows how to interpret dreams before he was in prison.
可是他一直想，他就知道原来从神来的梦呢是有意义的，原来都是对他来讲都是一次来两个的。
But he kept pondering over this issue, and then he found out that all the dreams God gave has its meanings.
每次都来一个 pair, 都是两个一起来的。
And the dream will come in pairs.
每次那个数字都代表意义的。
And the number all have meaning.
每次那个梦呢，都在诉说一个故事啊。
And every dream will tell a story.
所以有时候我们的恩赐哦，其实神小时候就给我们隐藏在我们心中了，只是有时候要到人在很深层的时刻呢，才有办法去思想，再去拿回来，去挖掘到。
So the gifts God gave us are given to us when we're very young, but a lot of times we cannot see them until we're at the lowest point of our life, then we can dig it out and use it.
你看我来九正善长也不是两个同样来的梦吗？两个同样的都有数字，而且两个都在诉说一个故事。
So we see the dreams of the cupbearer and the bakers, they all came in pairs and they all have numbers in them and they all tell a story.
你看华老来的梦不是一个 pair, 两个一起来的吗？不是都有数字吗？而且不是在讲一个故事吗？
And the dreams that came to the Pharaoh were in pairs and had numbers and were telling a story.
如果没有那个深层当中的那种反省，那种了解原来神在生命当中的作为呢，有时候很难抓住神给我们的恩赐。
So if we cannot examine ourselves in quietness, then it's very hard for us to find our gifts.
所以我们发觉到说，在穿细麻衣的当中呢，约瑟对人生有很多的突然的醒悟啊。
So we found that. When he was wearing the linen robe, he had many realizations.
他说神是在他受苦之地使他昌盛。
He said that the Lord had made him prosperous when he was suffering.
他说神在受苦的时候呢，让他忘记了过去的痛苦，忘记了父家。
The Lord had comforted him so that he forgot about his past suffering.
我们记得那领悟一直在进步啊。我们来看这个创世纪的五十章。
So he kept become enlightened and progress. We turn to Genesis chapter 50.
创世纪的五十章。
Genesis chapter 50.
十七节。
50 verse 17.
五十章十七节。
Chapter 50 verse 17.
那时候约瑟的爸爸死掉了，约瑟的兄弟很怕他的约瑟会杀他们。
Joseph's father had passed away, and his brothers were afraid that Joseph would kill them.
你们要对约十七节，你们要对约瑟这样说。从前你哥哥们恶待你，求你饶恕他们的过患和罪恶，
如今求你饶恕你父亲神之仆人的过患。他们对约瑟说这话，约瑟就哭了。18节。
Verse 18.
他对哥哥们，他的哥哥们又俯伏在他面前说：“我们是你的仆人。”约瑟对他们说：“不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的生命，成就今天的光景。”21节。
Verse 21.
现在你们不要害怕，我必养活你们和你们的妇人孩子。于是约瑟用亲爱的话安慰他们。约瑟这里他哭了。
Here records that Joseph wept.
我想他对过去的生命一定有很多的省思。
So I believe that he has thought about his past.
因为他生命的过去的这一切呢，都是神所安排的。
And he realized that all that happened in the past was arranged by God.
每一件衣服呢，都是神为他穿上的。
All the robe he wore were given to him by God.
因为他今天的遭遇是几百年前神对他曾祖父的一个应许罢了。
Because what he had encountered was a promise to his ancestors.
神对亚伯兰说，几代人之后呢，你的子孙要被带到埃及地去，因为这个地方的人罪恶还没有满盈。当你们在埃及地过了四百年之后呢，我要再把你们带上来。
Because God told Abraham that after generations, your descendants will be brought to Egypt, and then after 400 years, they will be brought out of Egypt.
所以他突然的外界到说，我们的生命是什么呢？我们生命原来是神手中的一个棋子，我们的生命每一步骤所穿的衣服都是神所赐的。
So then he realized our life, that we are like chessmen of God, and all the robes we wear are made by God.
我说一个人如果有这样的了解的话，即使他穿着囚犯的衣服死了都没有关系的啦。
If a person has this kind of understanding, even if this person died in a prison clothes, then it's okay too.
施洗约翰不是穿着囚犯的衣服被斩头的吗？
Then John the Baptist, wore prison clothes when he was beheaded.
耶稣基督不是囚犯的样子被人家钉死在十字架上面吗？
Then Jesus, wasn't Jesus nailed on the cross in the image of a prisoner?
但是他们都已经把这个生命超脱了，他们知道他们生命有一个伟大的真神在带领他们的生命啊。
But they have surpassed all these. They knew that there's a true God leading their life.
因为将来有一天我们一定要穿上一件细麻衣啊。
Because one day we will wear robes made of
fine linen. 无论我们这辈子穿的是什么样的衣服啊。
No matter what kind of clothes we wear in this life.
启示录十九章这样跟我们说啊。
In Revelation chapter 19, it tells us.
将来我们都要参加羔羊的婚宴。
That one day we will attend the wedding of the Lamb.
每一个人都要穿上一件细麻衣。
And every person will wear fine linen robe.
那就是我们信徒的义行啊。
And that is the righteous act of all believers.
有这样的了解，其实啊，什么样的生活我们就不是太在乎啦。
If we have this kind of understanding, then what kind of life we lead on this earth,
we do not care. 所以你看哦，若耶稣对神的旨意非常了解啊。
Therefore, we know that Joseph knew the will of God.
当他快要死掉的时候啊。
Before he was about to pass away.
我们都知道他爸爸的丧礼，他办得非常的隆重。
We all knew that he had a very good funeral service for his father.
他可以比他办的丧礼比他爸爸更隆重的一个丧礼啊。
He could have a more luxurious one than his father.
但是他说不要这样做啊。
But he said, do not do this.
你们把我的身体做成木乃伊啊。
He says, please mummify me.
把我放在棺材里面。
And put me in a coffin.
摆在人家看得见的地方。
And place in a place that people can see.
四百年之后，你们要把我的棺材抬回去。台湾地、迦南地，台湾去应许之地啊。
After 400 years, you will bring my coffin back to Canaan, the land of promise.
因为那正是神在他生命上所要完成一个最重要的旨意啊。
Because that is the most wonderful intent God had on him.
那是神对亚伯兰的一个应许。
That is a promise God made to Abraham.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们今天穿的是什么样的衣服呢？
So brothers and sisters, think about what kind of clothes we wear today.
如果我们对神的主权有一个真正的了解。
If we understand the power of God,
我们对神给我们在生命上的使命有一定的了解。
We understand the goal, the mission God has given us.
我们认知每件衣服都是神为我们穿上的。
We understood that God has given us all these clothes that we wear today.
我们发觉到说，我们就活得很坦然呐。
Then we will live.
活得很安心呐，活得很自在。
Then we'll live in peace.
下次您搭飞机的时候，也许您会看到啊，很多云呢会做海的衣裳啊，看到那一幕啊。
Next time when you take an airplane, you might see that many clouds become the closing of the sea.
或者你通过这个加拿大的北部呢，你也看到云是山的衣裳。
Maybe that you pass the northern part of Canada, you will see that the clouds are the closing of the mountains.
当我们看到这个景象的时候呢，那我们再想一想，神如今要我们穿上什么样的衣裳？
When we see all these scenery, let us think about what kind of clothing God has put on us today.
为我们所存的又是什么样的使命？
And what kind of mission he has given us.